Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk radio show. My guest for this morning is award-winning author Mariella Kleiner. Her book, Meet Einstein, helps to introduce children to science. It also shows them that they are already great scientists. This book teaches preschoolers that science is all around them. Mariella and I will be discussing about her life's journey, her new book, and celebrate Albert Einstein's birthday, which was yesterday. Good morning, Mariella. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us from Northern California. I know it's real early up there, but hey, the show has to go on.
Yeah, show must go on. That's right.
I'm looking forward to learning more about your wonderful book, but first let us start by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Sure. Well, I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I came to the U.S. when I was 10 years old, and I grew up in Northern California, which is where I live now. I went to UC Berkeley for school and studied marketing, advertising. Then I went on to work at Google. I got married and became a stay-at-home mom, and now I have two kids, Haley, age 5, and Ethan, age 3, and they're both in preschool. So from Argentina all the way to Northern California and being a stay-at-home mom.
Wonderful. Do you still have family back in Buenos Aires?
I do. I do have a lot of family there. I have family there and here and kind of everywhere at this point. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I do have a lot of family still there.
Hey, I got to ask you this. So does that mean you are really good at Argentine tango?
Oh, I might be a pretty good dancer, I don't know, to some standards. But I actually don't know how to tango. So,
oh.
Yeah, I know. I've let my whole country down by saying that, but it is true.
That's all right. I'm sure you can pick it up rather easily, you know, because it's in the blood. If you're from that area, you got to know Argentine tango.
That's right. That's right.
Fantastic. Were you a science buff when you were a child?
You know, I don't know if I was really a buff, but I've always liked physics. And I almost actually chose to follow engineering. I did robotics in high school, and I was really interested in mechanics and that type of study. But it's always been an interesting subject for me.
Very interesting. What was your favorite science experiment as a child? The fact that you like physics.
Yeah, well, let's see. I don't know if we did a lot of science experiments, to be honest, but my brother and I used to have a science kit growing up, and we loved mixing different things together and seeing what would happen. Hopefully not an explosion. But we actually like to put sugar in the test tubes and heat it up to make candy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we were fascinated by that as kids. So it was really fun to play around with it. And I think that's really important in science and growing up is just having that interest in exploring it.
Were your parents in any way really involved with science at all?
No, actually, my mom was an architect, and my dad is a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So there's no scientists in my family, actually, but my husband turned out to be a scientist, so there you go.
Well, very good. Did you grow up wanting to be a scientist?
No, I actually grew up wanting to be an architect, like my mom, and actually pursued that major in college for a few years. Until I realized it wasn't for me, so then I switched gears. But, I've always kind of wanted to be an architect. Not really a scientist, but I feel like I have a lot of interest. And even I never thought I would become a children's book author. And it's just, there you go. Life takes you in all kinds of directions.
What was the reason that you changed, though, from being an architect to an engineer? Because they're both kind of a little bit more of a dried, you know, very dried majors, and as well as it's more of an applied science, I guess.
Well, actually, I chose between architecture and engineering, and I ended up going with architecture, and then I studied that for a few years, and then I ended up switching to advertising and marketing, which was another interest of mine. So that's actually what I ended up studying and what I ended up pursuing later on in the workforce when I left college. I did feel like it was very different work from going from architecture to just advertising and marketing, which is a very different study and very different application. So that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah, well, engineering and architectures tend to be a little bit more, I guess, dry, what I would consider as dry here in terms of very applied science versus, say, marketing. It's sort of creativity, and both has creativity in it, but then it's a little bit livelier.
That's right. Definitely. Yeah. Very different courses of study.
Well, what inspired you to write a science book for preschoolers?
Well, my daughter, Haley, who was about 2.5 at the time, she picked out Einstein's book, Relativity, as a bedtime story, which my husband was reading at the time. And she gave it to my husband to read to her, and he said, well, no, this is a grown-up book. Can't really read you this book. See, it has no pictures, nothing. And she's like, no, read it. And he said, no, I can't do that. And she said, yes, read it. And she was very persistent. So actually, I was watching this debate, and then I just said, you know what, just read it to her. And he looked at me very like I was crazy. And so he sat down with the book, like, how am I going to read her this book? And we sat down with the book, and I sat with him, and he opens up the book, and he has absolutely no idea what to say. So he looks over at me like, help me. So I say, well, this is book is about Albert Einstein, and I realize she doesn't know who that is. So I said, he is a scientist. I was like, wow, she's never heard of that word before. So then I started explaining what a scientist does and some things about light and gravity in a very simple way that she would so she would understand it. And then when I was done, she said, read it again, Mommy. So I went, and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. She's excited about this. So I went and I wrote it all down, and that's kind of how the inspiration and the story came about.
That's fantastic. You know, this is where the grandparents should have stepped in and bought you a bunch of coupons to go buy Dr. Seuss. And that would have solved the problem. Apparently, you guys don't have any of those children's books.
We do. You know what? Those are geared toward older kids.
Uh-huh.
That All the weather ones and animal ones that they have that are fantastic books. We love them. But they are a little too much for too much information, I think, for a two to three, four-year-old. I don't think she would have sat still for that.
I understand. I mean, E equals MC squared is definitely not over the head of a two-year-old.
Well, I think at like three years old, what they need to learn, I think, more than E equals MC squared is, it's just that, you know, they're trying to make connections about everything they see and they do, and they ask lots of questions. And just even helping them make those connections about light and explaining gravity, that's what my book does. So, and I think in a very simple way, it's kind of an introduction to science. Not quite at the E equals MC squared level, but an introduction is pretty good for preschoolers, I think.
Oh, I know that. I'm just teasing you about it, because when I saw your bio and I was reading all this stuff, Meet Einstein, and I try to go back as far in time that I could remember as a child, and you're right, because it's fascinating. And I grew up in Malaysia, and to be honest with you, I've always been fascinated with astronomy, because in Malaysia, the time when I grew up, the skies were so clear. So you could see the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, all the different stars and everything else. So that sort of gets you going, you know, like, wow. You want to know something. Actually, we connect a little bit more to nature, at least when I was growing up at that time.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the storyline, though? Because it's very difficult in the sense that to relate to a preschooler about Einstein and all the different sciences and so forth.
Well, the story of the book just follows what Einstein, first of all, just kind of how I told the story to my daughter. an introduction to Einstein. This is Einstein, and he's a scientist, and this is what scientists do.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists, for example, ask lots of questions about why things happen and how things work, and they like to explore and make discoveries. And then I go into teaching them a little bit about light and gravity. So I think the story just follows like that. Those are the things that Einstein worked a lot on during his life, and made a lot of contributions in light and gravity. So those are the two subjects that I chose to explore in the book. And at the end of the book, it really asks the question, well, maybe one day you'll be a scientist too. So it introduces them to the idea of a scientist and makes them see that as an exciting and fun possibility for them to do as they get older.
Very interesting. Can preschoolers truly relate to science at that age?
Oh, yes, completely. They are so eager to learn about the world and make connections and constantly asking questions. It's really nonstop with my kids. why? But it's great to just get them familiarized at such an early age with just even the word scientist,
mm-hmm.
and get them excited about science and giving them an introduction to some concepts or even just science terms for them to have in their vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can give kids a good base and confidence for learning deeper concepts later on. But I think they can definitely understand it. And actually, after reading the book, preschoolers really do get the concept of gravity, and they are able to apply it in different ways apart from the examples given in the book. Like, for example, my daughter was sitting on the floor with her legs up on the wall, and I said, oh, watch out, you're going to walk all the way up to the ceiling like that. And she said, no, Mom, I can't do that. I was like, well, why not? She said, because of gravity. And I was like, oh, wow, you get it. That's it. So, and that came out of nowhere. And so they really do get it, and they really are thinking about these things. And just, I think it just makes them look at the world around them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I definitely think they're ready for this. Yeah.
That's wonderful to know. And you're right. I remember there are times when my mom gets so mad because why? I don't know why. Just do it.
Yeah.
And because that's our favorite word. We want
yeah.
to know. Why?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm trying to connect. I'm telling them that scientists do the same thing. They're like
mm-hmm.
little scientists already, right? They're exploring and they're asking mm-hmm. questions and they're trying to find out the answers. That's really what a scientist does.
Very interesting approach. Please give us some of the lessons that a child can learn from your book.
Well, with my book, each time I feel like you read it with your child, it can lead to a different discussion and lessons learned from it, which is great. I've had that happen the first times I read it with my daughter. I was like, wow, it really takes the book in different directions every time we read it. Like kids can learn about scientists, that scientists study all kinds of things, like space and animals. And these are the things that kids are interested in. And it makes science sound exciting and cool, and they can see themselves doing it maybe when they grow up. But I think it reading the book the first time, maybe they'll get the major concepts of light and gravity and what a scientist is, and then you kind of read it again, and then you get a different read from it from them. You get more questions about, wow, scientists study space, and what kind of tools do they use? And that looks really cool. What do they study about space? And you get different questions and different conversations that you can have with your child and just to help them explore science and Einstein even more.
You also have a special section in the book for parents. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this section gives facts about Einstein's life and the major contributions he made to science. I find Einstein really fascinating, and I wanted to share some things that made him interesting to me so that the parents could get excited about him too and be able to translate that to the kids. And also, you know, older kids like 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds even that are really reading this book, they might have some more complex questions about Einstein after they finish reading the book. So this gives, it's like a tool for the parents to be able to answer these questions. There's also a section in the back that suggests questions to ask your kids to get some good conversation started. And I think that's important too. I feel like my book is really just a stepping stone for exploring science and just talking about it more.
Can you give us some of the things that parents can learn about, some facts about Albert Einstein?
Sure. Well, I just talk about where he was born and what kind of work he did. Like he received the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. Specifically for his discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect. I talk about the dual wave particle theory, theory of relativity, E equals MC square,
mm-hmm.
And kind of the things he was really the most famous for. And I just explain it in a very simple way, even I'm not a scientist in a way that I would understand. I make it accessible for parents to read this and know more about Einstein.
How much research goes into writing this book?
Well, luckily I have a scientist living at home, my husband, which he was very helpful. we would have a lot of conversations where I would ask him, okay, can you explain this to me? Like, in the simplest way you can, and then I would translate that and try to use that in the book. Because all these concepts and all these things are so complicated, and just to bring them down to a level where a 2 or 3 year old could understand it, that was the tough part, I think. And I always wanted to add more information to the book, but I tried to edit myself and keep myself from doing that because I feel like the simple explanation, and if you give them too much is best, and if you give them too much information, then they don't really grasp the simple concepts that you want them to get. So I think it was just a lot of work to get it just right for that age group. And in terms of research, I knew a lot about these concepts already. It was just about translating them to the right language for young kids.
Very interesting. Did you conduct an experiment with your children?
Well, generally at home, we love science at my house, as you might expect. We conduct all kinds of random experiments all the time. From collecting bugs outside, and then the kids observe them, and then we set them back free in the yard. They love doing that. And we've made colored eyes before. We mix like food coloring together to make different colors. And then they can later put it in their drinks, or we make little popsicle sticks out of it, and they love that. We wet paper and try to experiment with that, mixing it with different things. It's just about exploring, and if you set kids free, they'll want to do these things. They'll ask you to do them. So it's just about being there and encouraging that aspect of them, because they're already like little explorers, and they want to mix things together, right? Everything, make a mystery drink, or
mm-hmm.
or see what happens when you put water in here or put glue in there. So I try to encourage that with my kids, and so it ends up happening that we do a lot of random experimentation.
Wonderful. I remember the only experiment I did with my mom was when I have assignments to grow tomatoes or potatoes and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I bring the seeds home, and my mom took care of it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the back to school, because I just didn't want to mess around with all the digging up the soil and having to do all that stuff, you know, and that just bothered me. And, of course, I hate earthworms, so I just don't want to mess around with all that stuff. So my mom had to do all that stuff for me, and she knows how to take care of it. She nurtures it, water it appropriately, and guess what? I've got the biggest tomatoes in class. I got the biggest in class because mom did it, not me. Why is a science book important for young children?
Well, I think it gets them excited early on about science. And our world could definitely use more scientists, I think, or just kids being interested in science. I mean, preschoolers are looking up to princesses and superheroes, and they're going to say that's who they want to be when they grow up. So why shouldn't they want to be scientists? why shouldn't we make that exciting and fun and something that they can see themselves being? So I think that's really important, just making them excited about it.
You hit the right note because you're right, especially right now with the new techniques, and we have 3Ds in the theater and everything else. And I'd be the first one to tell you, I would love to be a superhero, have all the powers and everything else. That's a child in me. But you're right. Does that really help from a standpoint of really growing the brain and really taking care of our Mother Earth, so to speak? And so what you're doing in terms of really, wait a minute now, our hero should be the scientists, the special people that actually contributed to the well-being of our entire life.
Definitely, definitely, completely.
So,
yeah, I think preschoolers don't even have an image of what a scientist looks like. That's why I feel like my book, I'm excited to introduce my book to preschoolers because they are so exposed to princesses and superheroes. It's almost impossible, I think, for a parent to keep those things away from the house. I've tried, trust me, and it's really impossible. And they end up just being gravitating toward that and being so exposed to those images. And I think at 3 years old, my daughter could name all of the Disney princesses. But she couldn't name one scientist. How sad is that, right? So, and I think that's really common. I think they just don't have any exposure to it, and so there's no image in their heads of a scientist. So so I figure Albert Einstein is a good place to start, maybe.
Fantastic. I know that you have this wonderful idea and hope that you will continue to start writing about the other scientists, the people that really made a tremendous difference and actually improve our lifestyle in so many ways in years to come. So I hope you will do that.
Yeah, I hopefully I will do that in my future. That's exactly what I wish to do.
Your book was named the best children's book for 2010 by National Indie Excellence Award. Please share with us your thoughts about this.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and it's great to be recognized for my book. My best reward, though, it feels like it's when parents and educators have been letting me know lately how much they love the book, and they appreciate having it as a teaching tool for their preschoolers. I think that's been really the best reward I've gotten so far. Don't get me wrong, it's fantastic to be to be recognized. I think I really love when educators and the parents are coming up to me and really saying that it's about time that preschoolers get a book like this. So it gets me really excited about my book and getting it out there.
Now, you partnered with an illustrator, Viviana Garofoli. How important was that?
Oh, I think it was really important. Viviana was great, and she really was able to bring my ideas into life. I definitely had an image in my mind of what I wanted the characters and each page to look like, and we worked back and forth for a while until it was just right. And she's extremely talented, so she really did make everything come to life and jump out of the page and give the book personality and humor. And so I think she was fantastic.
That's wonderful news. How does your parents look at all of these? All of a sudden, you've been thrusted in front of the entire world in some ways.
Yeah, well, they're proud, like most parents would be. I think they're excited that I pursued this project for a while and really brought it to life and from an idea all the way to working with an illustrator and really making it happen and now to having it be in stores everywhere. It's really exciting and my whole family is very excited too.
Wonderful. Now, is your husband getting any royalty out of this thing? Because since he did contribute to your book.
Oh, my goodness. I definitely will say I could not have done this book without him. He has been really an amazing support for me and a great resource. as a science resource for me, which is really important too. But yeah, he's been amazing throughout this whole process. So a big shout out to him.
And how about the kids? Can they grasp the fact that, wow, mommy's famous now?
Oh, I don't know if mommy's famous, but I think they really grasp that my book is in bookstores, especially my 5-year-old, and she said, "I'm proud of you, mommy," and that was just, that meant the world to me. I think I'm just really excited to see them, to have them see me accomplish this, because they've seen me work hard on this for a number of years now, and now they get to see, you know, me carrying through with the project and having it be actually in stores and people talking about it. And I think they can see that it's exciting and hopefully be proud of me.
Well, I'm sure they are. How long did it actually take you to put all of this project together?
Well, it's been about 3 years, I would say, from the time my daughter kind of gave me the idea to now. It's been quite a ride. I've learned so much about everything, really, the publishing industry and even about myself. It's been tough, and it's been exciting, and it's been fun, and just an amazing ride. So, very exciting project.
What was the greatest challenge?
I think the greatest challenge was just learning about how to do it. How do you write a book and make it happen? And so every step along the way was a big learning step. And I'm sure I've made lots of mistakes, but that's how you learn. So I just try to grow from those and just keep learning. Even now I'm learning as I go along. So and I'm just trying to make it as fun as I can and enjoy it.
Were there any favorite stories in the book itself that you really like?
Well, I just like how the character of Einstein turned out. I think in terms of, like, especially you mentioned Viviana, my illustrator, in terms of working with her, it took quite a long time to get the character just right, and I think that was the most important thing about the book, and to get him to seem... you know, with crazy hair and a mustache and still be cute and fun and happy and exciting and accessible to kids. I think that was the big trick, and that's something I'm really proud of, that I was able to have the ideas that I had in my head and translate that to the book and come up with a good way to portray Einstein for these young kids. I think that was really important. So that, I think that's my favorite part of the book.
You've gone to some book signings and so forth, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What was the response like?
Oh, it's been great. The response, as I said, I'm getting parents, very excited parents coming up to me and very excited to have this book for their young kids, because they're asking questions and they can see after the reading that the kids really do get it. And it's exciting just to hear a 3-year-old say the word gravity and really kind of understand it. You can just start seeing something clicking and seeing them understand what it means. And I think that the kids are excited. The kids are excited to explore, and they're really interested in the images and the connections that the book is making, and they're interested in shouting out the answers and just learning about it. So that's the best thing, is just seeing their excitement. And there's also at the end sheets of the book, which is at the beginning and the end of the book, is all shows a whole bunch of science tools the scientists use, and explains each of them explains to young kids how scientists use them. And there's a lot of things on those pages that the young kids will recognize, like a flashlight, you know, and so scientists can explore when they're exploring in the dark, and even rain boots and telescopes and microscopes, and it exposes them to all kinds of science tools, and kids really respond to that during the reading as well, because they love playing with these things, and a lot of them they recognize from having at home, even a ruler. which they're used to using to make straight lines, but this shows them that they can compare how big or small something is, which is how a scientist would use a ruler. So they really have been loving those end sheets as well and the science tools.
Were there any surprises, something that you never thought of that this book would relate to the children, but in the course of getting feedback from parents, were there any surprises?
I don't think so. Not really many surprises. I think because I had my own little test subject at home, so I so I could see what a preschooler would react to it. But I don't know if there were many surprises about the book. I think the parents are surprised that the kids get it. And I think that's the biggest surprise at such a young age, and they're excited about it. So I think that's the biggest surprise.
Now, you were also a guest on Oprah. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was an amazing experience. My husband and I did a giving challenge a few years ago where we gifted our family and friends some money for the holidays to spend not on themselves, but on bettering someone else's life. So they had to videotape their experience. They had 1 week to spend the money, and they had to really improve someone else's life. And they videotaped their whole week of what they did, and it actually turned out to be a very challenging and rewarding project for us and our friends and family. And it was an amazing experience. And the videos are still up if you want to go to thegivingchallenge.com. I think giving back is really important to our family, and we know that if you don't do it for a while, you forget what kind of impact it can make and how great it feels to help other people. So it was just a project to bring that forward and make it fun.
Looking back in time when you were a child, what would have been different if you would have been involved with something like this, where you have a book that kind of give you a different perspective about science? How would that look like?
Well, if I was reading this book while I was a preschooler, I think since it might have really made me interested in science even more. I already grew up with an interest in physics and mechanics and just doing those things in science. So who knows? I might have turned out to be a scientist.
Well, you merit one, so certainly that helps.
That's right, yep.
What was growing up like as far as the books that you were exposed to, say, as compared to what you're doing now as a mother?
In preschool, I was living in Argentina. I was actually exposed to the very classic books, The Cat in the Hat, and some other books that are local to Argentina. So I was reading in Spanish or being read to in Spanish and also English. So I think I was exposed to a lot of the classics that they have here as well. But some of them are still local to Argentina. So they're classics there, but not here.
Okay. If you have a message to share with parents regarding Meet Einstein, what would it be?
I think that all kids should learn about science and scientists as soon as possible. I think we could use more scientists in our world, and kids could be more interested in science growing up and develop an excitement for it early on. And I think parents can encourage that by making it fun and just talking to their kids about it. And Meet Einstein is a great introduction and a stepping stone to talking to your kids about science. And I just think that's really, really important, and we don't do enough of that.
How many stories do you have in your book?
Well, it's just one story. It's more like a teaching book rather than a tale. So I think my book talks about what a scientist does and what they study, and it introduces light, the concepts of light and gravity. And then it shows science tools. So I think it's more about introducing them to a scientist, and which happens to be Albert Einstein in this book, than telling like a story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering whether there were specific experiments that, as you go through the book, that the child and parent can get involved. Because I do know you have a section there you had mentioned earlier about helping parents and educating them as well. Because I don't think a lot of us know some of the things that Albert Einstein helped create from his concept. We have this tendency about taking things for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, the back of the book will really be a good resource for parents that want to learn more about Einstein. It's very simple, and it cuts right down to the chase of what Einstein, the biggest things that Einstein contributed to science in our world, and it explains them in a way that everybody can understand. And yeah, I think it's important for the parents to be excited about Einstein and about science, and I think the kids will see the parents getting excited about it and be able to answer all their questions. And I think it'll just lead to more questions, as it always does, I think, with young kids.
It's true. And I would say as well, don't let the fact that, oh, my God, I don't know much about Einstein, I don't know much about science, don't get intimidated, because your book provides the resources in the back to help parents, correct?
That's right. And I have been told that it's been useful at the end to answer questions from the older kids that are reading the book, and it's really helpful and for the parents to have those answers. And that's really important too. So yeah, don't be intimidated. It's very simple and accessible, and the kids will love it, and grown-ups will too. I mean, Einstein is such an amazing figure in our history, and I love that my book gets kids learning about him.
Where can someone go to buy your book to get more information about you and keep up with your latest happenings?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com to buy the book, or Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. You can also find out more about me and the book at MeetEinstein.com. There's also on the website at MeetEinstein.com, there's some worksheets that parents can print out, and projects that they can do with their kids. Like we have a coloring an Einstein. You can color and use crafts and different things to make your own Einstein for the kids to do. Is a really great activity. And there's also an activity that explains how to do a sun catcher, really simple one with the kids so they can experiment with light and colors. And there's also a worksheet there that kids can draw their own scientist. So it would be interesting to ask kids to draw what a scientist looks like, and maybe now they have an image in their heads of what they look like, or maybe it'll look like them. Who knows? So that's a good resource. You can also follow Meet Einstein on Facebook and to keep up to date on all the happenings with the book.
Wonderful. Again, what's the website address?
Sure. It's MeetEinstein.com.
You are also having sort of a interactive information, correct, that you do on your Facebook?
That's
fan?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the things that you share with regards to that?
Oh, on the Facebook page?
Yeah.
We post blog reviews that are coming up, or interesting things that are happening with the book. The tour happenings as well, where I will be reading locally or not locally. So anything that has to do with the book, really, we'll put there. Interesting pictures and fun activities. Really, there's a lot of different things that we're posting on there. So it'd be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go follow us on Facebook.
Did you and your children do anything special to celebrate Albert Einstein's birthday yesterday?
Well, we did go to a bookstore to celebrate his birthday, and they were having a special Happy Birthday Einstein celebration. Also, it was National Pie Day, so why not have pie? No, it's wonderful to celebrate science and great scientists with our kids, so we enjoy that.
Wonderful. How has writing this book impacted you personally?
Well, I learned so much, not just about what it takes to write a children's book, but about myself and I think what I'm capable of. I do have an artistic background, but I haven't really tapped into that since my early architecture days in college. So it was great to be able to access that and follow my artistic instincts on on what I wanted the book to look like and the images I wanted and the design of the book itself. I really enjoyed that process, and I think I was shocked that I really did have instincts, and they were there, and I just had to follow them. So, and I'm really proud to show my kids that you can really do anything if you work hard and you don't give up. So I feel like I worked really hard on this, and they've seen the hard work, I mean, working hard at nights and everything, and I'm really proud to show them my accomplishments.
Were there some personal self-actualization that you went through in terms of exercise-wise to help you to accomplish this?
Well, I think the artistic one was just having the ability to be like, wow, you know what? Sometimes I caught myself getting in the way of myself, if that makes sense. I just had to kind of let go and sometimes not even think about it and say, really, which one appeals to me the most, or what should I do with this, or how should I tell this? And the answer was always my gut feeling and my instincts, what they were telling me. And I just learned a little bit more to listen to that little voice. And I think that was a big self-actualization for me. And also just being able to balance things. I'm a full-time mom. And so I was taking care of two kids at home while I was working on this book, and just realizing that I can do this, that I can set time aside at nights or during nap times, and and that I can really carry through this project. And there were a lot of times where I was feeling like, wow, how could I really do this? And I was feeling so far away from having it be in my hands as a real book. But it was really worth it, all the work and efforts and the balancing act of my kids and this project, and was really a journey kind of to get to where I am now. So it's definitely been an incredible experience.
Is there anyone that you want to have a shout out to, someone that has contributed in some ways to your success?
Well, my husband Keith has definitely contributed in a big way, with so much support, and my kids, Haley, Ethan, my mom for babysitting them when I needed time. I think everybody around me really contributed in different ways. So I'm just really, I'm happy to have the support that I had, and I definitely could not have done it without everybody.
Very interesting. What can we expect from you in 2011?
Well, hopefully another meet book, so that I can introduce young kids to more interesting people and subjects. So stay tuned.
Are there any particular scientists that you're really focusing on now?
I think right now I'm just throwing out a lot of ideas. So I'm not sure yet. But there's definitely a lot to choose from. So we'll see what happens.
Do you have any tour dates that you can share with us in terms of your next book signings and so forth?
Well, not at the moment. I was going to go next week, but I don't have those tour dates with me. So the best would be to go on Facebook and check out our page and keep up to date with that, because the readings are actually really fun, because sometimes we get my husband, who's a real scientist, he sometimes dresses up as Einstein and reads the book to the kids, and they absolutely love it, and he's fantastic at it. So it's quite an experience, the readings themselves. So come and check it out.
That's wonderful. What kind of a crowd do you guys have whenever you have something like this? So it's well-coordinated then, in other words, right?
Yeah, and it's really different. It varies from place to place. We've done a school with almost 100 kids listening to the story time.
Wow.
It was quite, I know, it was very exciting, and you could just feel the energy in the room.
Right.
And then we've done bookstore readings where we do two or three readings consecutively as people come in and out, so we get small crowds. And each of the readings have their own kind of, they take their own shape and have their own personality according to the crowd. So It's really been fun and different every time.
What advice do you have for moms out there who aspires to be a writer?
To just keep working on it and not give up. To trust your instincts and do your best. And if you believe in it, if you just put it aside and you keep going back to it, then just keep working on it. Don't give up on it. Because it's been really great for me to have this project for myself. You know, I give my kids my all day long, and it's good for me to have this just for me, in a way. So it's just, I would suggest to keep pursuing it and keep trying.
You did not plan for this to happen. You were inspired by your child to do this, correct?
Yeah. That's right. I never intended to be an author. I actually never, ever thought about becoming a children's book author or any author. But, yeah, it just happened. And when I wrote the story the first time, I kind of let it sit there for a while, even like a month or two. And then something just kept tugging at me to go work on it. So I'd work on it for a few days, and then I'd put it, you know, I wouldn't touch it for another month. And then I just kept going back to it. So I slowly kept working on it, but I just couldn't stay away. So it just kept calling at me, and it was a very interesting experience, because this is definitely not something I would have thought that I would do, but it just really shows that if I can do this, you know, anybody can really do it. So go out and do it.
Well, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, because
definitely,
a lot of times we are looking for instant gratification, and sometimes things will happen, but we do have to give it enough time for it to develop appropriately, so to speak.
Definitely, definitely. It's a long, long-term process. Yeah, and it is hard to work on something where you don't know if it's, you know your take on it, you know that you love it, and you know that your kids love it, and
mm-hmm.
But to put it out in the world and finally get feedback, that's completely different. And so I think, you know, working on it for 3 years and not really having that feedback is a little nerve-wracking. You don't really know how it's going to go, but you have to just trust your instincts and trust yourself and do the best that you can, and hopefully everybody will respond by liking it as much as you do.
I'm sure they are right now, because you did win an award with it, and you're getting wonderful response from everyone. By the way, we're coming close to the end of the show. Do you have a recipe for living you would like to share with our listeners this morning?
Sure. I would say to do your best every day. That's my recipe. Whatever you're working on, whether being a stay-at-home mom or writing a book or anything else, to just do your best each and every day. And at the end of the day, there's no way you won't feel good about it, no matter what happens. You can say that you really did your best and you gave it your all. So you can only be happy. So that's what I try to live by.
Wonderful. Mariella, thank you so much for the great recipe for living and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you again for being with us. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Dawn Allen. She is a certified life, passion, and money coach. For over 10 years, Dawn was involved in a personal research on what works and what doesn't when it comes to discovering and manifesting your dreams. As a result, she has designed programs to guide others step by step toward finding a deep and magical love and creating the relationships of their dreams. Dawn and I will be discussing about her spiritual journey and her various programs that can help all of us to realize our dreams in 2011. For additional information about this show, future shows, and to receive a free recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Thank you for listening and have a great week. Mariella, thank you again and have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.